gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Yes, at much great expense to management, we've been able to have John from Epping as an exclusive part of our program. No more calling up the Dwayne Pipe. He's with us on a Friday.
That is amazing.
Gives us his take on all the different things that have been happening. I would imagine it's all about the Olympics, but maybe he's not so enamoured with it. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, boys. How are you going this morning?
Ah, good. Much better for hearing your voice. How are you going?
Oh, I can't complain, really. Not a good day today.
That's it. What time did you wake up this morning?
Oh, about 5.
Yeah.
He's an early.
You get up at 5 every day?
Oh, Monday I wake up at even about 5, but sometimes I can't sleep. I wake up even at 3 o'clock and then I get up and go watch TV.
Ah, have you been watching some Olympics, Johnny?
I've been watching it the whole week, just about, not all the time, but mainly more than what I should watch, but I did watch a lot.
Yeah, who's been your favourite performance so far?
Oh, I'm telling you, that Aussie girl yesterday on the canoe.
Yeah. Yeah,
like the old man is a Channel 7 commentator. I tell you what, that was fantastic. I tell you, she got two bronze, one silver, and a gold. So what else you wanna?
Yeah, oh, unbelievable! Nice. That was. Can you imagine the pressure and the stress and the anxiety that was part of that performance yesterday, Johnny?
Yeah, because you see, she had the English girl and the German girl. They were very, very good, you know. And then she's going to compete the last one and two, like she has to beat the world record, you know. No, it wasn't very easy, but she done it spot on. Can I tell you a little story? The old man?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who old man?
Richard.
Who old man? Because she have a very long hair and she have a very long ponytail.
Yep.
You know how they have the pole into the water?
Yep.
Sometime when she goes around with the canoe, who old man was scared the ponytail going to flick up in the air and touch the pole?
Yes,
that's right.
And then he advised her to cut it off.
Mm.
And she guess what? She didn't want to cut it. And yesterday, she literally touched the pole with the ponytail.
Oh, I know.
And then they interviewed the old man and said, I told her to cut it, but she didn't want to cut it. Yeah, and the commentator told her that. So the old man told you to cut it. The opponent told her, but you didn't want to cut it. So yeah, he did, but I didn't want to cut it. And the commentator said to her, now you won the gold medal. You can do whatever you want to.
Exactly. Gary and I were saying exactly the same thing the other day, Johnny, and we didn't even know that Richard, her dad, had had that conversation with her. We said, why doesn't she do something with a ponytail tied up? Because it's going to hit one of those poles.
Yeah.
Exactly right. They literally did.
Nearly did.
What about the swimming? Do you like the swimming?
Yeah, the swimming. Yeah, I like the girl, the one she won the 2 gold medal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a fantastic person, and the parents, they're even nice as well.
Yeah, like
there's sacrificed from Tasmania to move the whole family to go in Queensland just for her, and now to win 2 gold medal, you know. It's a lot of sacrifice when you from one state to another just to help your daughter.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you're all over this at the moment. What about the relay yesterday? Were you a little disappointed that we couldn't get the job done in the relay with the girls?
Yeah, well, they got the medals still anyway.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You can't get it. Every time you compete, you're going to get a gold medal, you know.
No, true.
I reckon they've done all right, you know. They've got 8 gold medals, and the English, I think they got about 5.
What about Italy?
I think Italy got 2 gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
What in?
And 7 silver and 10 bronze. And I reckon for, it's a big country, bigger than Australia, in population, I mean.
Yeah.
But the government, they don't invest a lot of money like the Australian government to do on Olympics. You know what I mean?
Right. They're
more concentrated on other sports, like mainly for soccer. But on the soccer in Italy, it's not the government who invests the money, it's the private companies.
Sure. Right,
hey,
okay.
What did they win the gold medals in, Johnny, in the Italians?
No, I can't tell you the truth.
Okay.
I go, Johnny, I was watching the trap shooting yesterday, and there was a young woman from San Marino, the country.
San Marino, yeah.
Is that just off Italy, is it?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, San Marino, it's where they I think they have the Grand Prix as well there, San Marino.
Oh, okay, yeah. Small country, only about 34,000 people there. That's the first medal that they've ever won, trap shooting.
That's what I mean. You know, it's... I reckon the Italians have done all right so far.
I think so. I don't want to run out of time before you. I know you would like to talk and say and pass on your best wishes to Ben Cunnington, which was
That's what I was gonna tell you. So I hope he have a good rest, and when he get the result, it's negative, and forget about 12 of this year. Just have a good rest, and I hope he's been ready for next year.
It puts everything back into perspective, doesn't it, when you hear of somebody having an illness like that?
Yeah, you know, it's special when your number one player, that you can't believe it. When I heard it the other day, I said, no, it's impossible, it can't be him. And then it was true, and I said, oh, Jesus Christ, I can't believe it. This happened like that, you know.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen just to him. It happened to other players of the sea as well.
Yep.
Yeah, it has, and that is the good news, that people like Jesse Hogan have been able to get by and get back to footy. So we've got everything crossed.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
For Ben. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. People want to know what you had for dinner last night.
Oh, what we had for dinner last night is... eggplant stuff up eggplant. We put in minced meat, cheese.
Marissa stuffed it up.
Not a good one.
Not a good one, isn't it? Yeah, when we pick the eggplant from our garden, she cut in half, and then she put in salt and water.
Yep.
For about a couple of hours, and then she dry, and then I got to the butcher buy some pork meat and veal, and mix them all up with the cheese and eggs and everything. And
what sort of cheese?
Fill it up.
What sort of cheese did you use, Johnny?
Parmesan cheese.
No pecorino?
No, I can't have pecorino.
Why?
Oh, they like that.
Because Parmigiano is very old cheese, and pecorino is more fresh, and I can't have fresh cheese.
Oh, okay. Keep going, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, so then you bake it in the oven?
Yeah, but what she's doing after, we put them on the plastic container, layer by layer, and she put between the layers, put like they call a middle grade wrap.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yep.
So every layer, she put one follow that until it's full. And then you put them on the freezer. When you want to get one or two during the day, if you wanted to put them on the oven, you just get one, because if you don't put the middle clap, it gets stuck the whole lot. It's only one big lump. So that's why you have to put between every layer, you're going to put the middle clap.
Right.
Hey, Johnny, you got us hungry. Yeah. That sounds magnificent. And Tim and I are coming round. You know that. We're still not allowed to visit houses yet, although we're in lockdown.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
The minute we do, we're around for brunch, okay?
That's okay. You know, anytime you want, when the time come, when this virus goes away, I hope.
Okay, stay safe, won't you?
Okay.
We love talking to you, my friend.
On you, Johnny.
Johnny, here for Tyre Power. What a man.